This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
That's another impactful way for your team to look at your management, I guess, and say, if they put this effort in to learn this, surely we can put some effort in.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Team Builders Podcast. If you haven't caught us before, this is the podcast where you will hear insights into what it takes to build better teams. We focus on our own experiences, myself and my two co-directors, Jerry and Stephen from Team Challenge Company, as well as in-depth interviews with business leaders from some of the top teams around businesses in the UK. We also get the opportunity to hear from our network of team building partners across the globe. I am joined, as always, by my two co-directors, Jerry and Stephen. How are we today, Stephen?
Jonathan, pumped up and ready to roll in my Scarpa boots.
Still looking for any sponsorship opportunities for the podcast. Jerry.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm going to tell you, I sent you a picture during the week. I sent Jonathan a photo of myself in a car at 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening at a golf course in my work gear, picking up my two boys, fully 18 rounded done.
Oh.
Something's wrong. And my caption down was, there's something wrong with this picture.
So, gents, thanks for joining me today. Listen, the topic that I've chosen for today, you know, we believe as a business really is a game changer for organizations around the world and all about developing a culture of learning. So, you know, what is a learning culture? Why is it important for organizations? And what things do we do at Team Challenge Company to help businesses focus on that? I thought I'd maybe kick us off a little bit about my thoughts around what a learning culture might be. You know, it's one where the company is really focused on lifelong learning across the organization or across the employees, building skills, knowledge, experience, all of those elements, and really ensuring that, you know, it never stops. Continuous improvement, effort all the time to make sure that, you know, businesses are always ready to respond to change, you know, encourages innovation within organizations. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about focusing on having a competitive advantage. And I think one of the key things that we recognize is that employees really value the opportunity to continue to grow their learning and development. You know, it keeps them engaged. It keeps satisfaction high. And also, you know, from employee retention and employee attraction to organizations, we notice that a lot with the customers that we work with. You know, it's a big deal for sure. So learning culture, what it means, let's dive into it. In your experience, Stephen, how does a learning culture influence team dynamics and performance with those businesses that we have the opportunity to work with?
When we're talking about business, Jonathan, all businesses are led by people, and all businesses are directed by people, and all businesses succeed or fail by the people and their attitude. And if people come to a business or an organization with that positive attitude about continuous learning, about continuously developing their skills, abilities, looking out for new opportunities in the marketplace, then that company and organization will thrive. I mean, I know it sounds very simple and basic, but it's a reality of life that when you want to be in the game, you get in the game, you stay in the game, and you do everything possible to win in the game. That doesn't mean they're always going to be an Apple or a Meta, but it does mean in their own particular field, in their own environment, whether it's local, national, international, they're going to achieve success, and they're always going to give their very best, not just to the company, but to themselves as well. And that's hugely important.
You know, great thoughts on how that all impacts so significantly on the experience of employees and, you know, overall the experience of the organization. Jerry, thinking about following on from Stephen there, how can specific team building activities or experiences help support and grow that learning culture?
Well, just to quickly jump off what Stephen said there, if a business does not have a culture of learning, that's difficult for them then to get any learning in when they need it. Because it'd be like paddling up a river. You know, the people just have no interest. They can't learn, unwilling to learn. Whereas if the ethos is, this is a learning center, we expect you to keep yourself at the forefront. Whatever way, that could be with technology that the business brings in, it could be with news, it could be development of the marketplace, and then trying to supersede that with a non-learning culture. That's where it's like, so I think what Stephen said there, just like to punch that home, I think, because it's up to the businesses to start it. And then, like you mentioned, it's all about the people. So the team building activities establish support and a learning culture in that they're practical. You can see how you can advance by doing them. and where that can take you, as opposed to just sitting still and not taking on board what that challenge or what that experience that we put in front of you can take. We are blessed. We do see people within businesses who fight against that.
Yeah.
They say, oh, I'm not good at numbers. Whereas the challenge itself had nothing to do with numbers. They were presented with numbers. So I think that's an eye-opener as well. And then when they supersede that and they move forward with the team, they say, oh, well, maybe I could have put more of an effort in there. So I think it's a safe place to trial mistakes. And so the people within the business can have a go of something in a fun, engaging way,
yeah,
as opposed to a non-judgmental way where it matters. Because in the challenges and experience that we give them, it doesn't matter to the success of the business, but it matters that they get out of it what they want. So if they get a chance to trial it, and also you get to see other people in a position that you don't see them before, you know, because sometimes you jump past people in a business because you think they can't have anything to offer. But when you have to listen to what they have to offer and they come up with something, oh, that you see them in a different light. So when you go back to the workplace, you probably be less likely to jump over that person when what you're looking for, as opposed to asking them for something.
I think one of the key things as well that we tend to focus on, we've talked about this before in some of our earlier episodes, you know, we have the learning objectives and whatever our organisation that we're working with want, we can help fit an activity or an experience to support those learning objectives.
Yeah.
So often, you know, we've categorised them into six different categories, but when a business comes to us and says we really want to focus on collaboration or we really want to focus on growth and leadership, we have experiences that, you know, fit that learning outcome in particular, and then we tailor the facilitation of that to hit those opportunities around problem solving, you know, creative leadership, those kind of things.
That's all about us listening to the customer and sitting down with the customer either in person via Zoom or on a telephone or whatever method of communication that they feel most comfortable with, and really understanding what their challenge is and listening to their potential problems and then working with them to try and overcome that, so we deliver exactly and specifically what they're looking for in the time frame as well. You know, let's not just sell what we're trying to sell. Let's try and deliver to the customer exactly what they're looking for, so therefore they become an advocate for our company rather than just being very product-centred, we're service-centred for the customer.
Jerry, with that in mind, you know, are there any specific examples of particular team activities or experiences that you've been delivering lately that really help focus and foster that culture of learning?
Yeah, I was blessed to be in a room and the person organising stood up and there was 80 people in the room. She said to them, who here thinks we can learn a new skill? And 80 hands went up. Then she said, who here thinks we can play Bittersweet Symphony on a violin if we all had one in our hands? 4 hands went up.
They were optimistic.
They were optimists. They just want to stay in the game, up for promotion. And then they all looked to me and they said, well, this gentleman's going to lead you on the way of doing that. And we did. And it was phenomenal. The change that took place in that hour or 58 minutes, because we had to do it within the hour, and they did the delivery. They even applauded themselves. They were playing to nobody.
Yeah. They were the audience.
They were the audience. It was 8 of them. And it was mind-blowing. We recorded, obviously, for them. And then when they were finished, they cheered themselves and they went around the room talking to one another. Do you think you could do this? I didn't think we could do that. You know, it was amazing. And I think that's the light on moment.
Yes.
Because in work, somebody comes to you and they say, do you think we could do this, beat this deadline by like 2 weeks? You're thinking, we've never done that before. No. As opposed to, well, let me listen, let me learn, let me see, let me analyse, work with me, and boom. Success. So that was special, that one. I think, just thinking the last 12 months, that was probably my most special.
Yeah.
Because not everybody asks the question, do you think we can achieve?
Yeah, that was a good way to go about
it. It was,
yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah. So we have another one coming up in the next 3 weeks. It's going to be interesting. So I'm not sure what the outcome will be, but I'm sure it'll be fantastic because, you know, we're involved. But 9 directors in a group of 120 are going to go away and learn a skill that is seemingly impossible, like the violins. And they're going to ask their audience before an award ceremony, and then the band is going to come out and the band's going to be them.
Nice.
So that's another impactful way for your team to look at your management, I guess, and say, oh, if they put this effort in to learn this, surely we can put some effort in.
Yeah.
It's subliminal, but it's effective and it's powerful.
That's awesome. I know, you know, their big focus is around the team pushing themselves out with their comfort zone to achieve success. So what they're trying to show there is that we're willing to push ourselves out of our comfort zone. So let's all go, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's a really powerful message. What's that thing, you know, do as I do, not as I say, or whatever the term is. And I think that that's a great methodology of delivering something really exciting for their team and for the organisation.
Yeah, sure. They used a team assessment tool, actually, and there's that woman with the violins. And they asked them before a question, and they graded that question, and they asked them the same question afterwards, and the result, like, soared.
Yes.
You know?
the belief.
Ah, it's unbelievable.
The belief that they could achieve something more than themselves.
We all hear about walking on fire, like Stephen has done that. And you do look at it and you do go, no, I can't. And then afterwards you think, well, what am I worried about here?
You mentioned pushing the comfort zone, Jonathan. I was very privileged to work with a client. It was a very small group of people. I think it was 15, 16 people. And the actual booker was nervous because the comfort zone was the fact that they were all very successful individuals working in silos, but they'd never really worked together. And the client wasn't really sure if it would click. And I was very privileged at the fact that they all had great camaraderie. It was the first opportunity for them all getting together in a venue. And facilitation for myself and my team was easy because they all really wanted to be there. They really wanted to get engaged, and the product they produced, it was actually Animate, was the game they worked on, and the result was phenomenal. In fact, I was hugely inspired by it. I kind of thought it was kind of a situation similar to The Apprentice, where many teams have great ideas and fail with the delivery. But this team, small team, had great ideas, great workmanship, great facilitation of themselves and their time management, and delivered an absolutely an amazing product, which they were all greatly proud of. And hopefully that team will carry on that back into the workplace a week later, a month later, a year later, et cetera, et cetera. And that was a great privilege to see that just flower in front of us.
Yeah, I saw those completed movies. The execution was at the highest level for sure. They nailed it.
Amazing.
Jonathan, a good thing I wrote here to remind myself is learning doesn't mean you have to be taught in the traditional sense. Invest in yourself. So, you know, for our business, and how we invest in ourselves, you know, I'd speak for myself and then you can give your investment. But I think when you see new opportunities and you question, that's going to be tough, and you back away, that's, to me, is like the wrong side of it. You should invest in that effort and that time and that knowledge sharing to be a better business and a better person within your business, so you can continue to offer more. Because the times that we're in now, they change so rapidly in technology and opportunity. I watched a TikTok this morning from somebody I follow, Gary Vee, and it's just fortuitous. Just now we're implementing a new system that will allow our clients to reach us easier, to get more of us and learn more about team building without having to call us all the time.
Yeah.
And he said that for all those who have spent yesterday grinding out things they don't like to do, I applaud you. And I thought of myself because I was sitting behind a computer, which I don't necessarily like to do for more than like 20 minutes without like doing something else, manual laborish. And I was there for maybe 6 hours of effort to get something over the line that I really wanted, but I'm really not that great at motivating myself to do. So teaching yourself and then taking on that chore and being a champion of it, I think that's where a business can get back. And I believe our business will get that back, you know, in time to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I think from my own personal perspective as well, you know, I'm probably not the best reader in the world, but I definitely enjoy consuming content from some of the inspirational leaders that we would look to in a similar industry to us or in others. You know, we've talked about some of our role models or idols in the past, you know, people from Tony Robbins to Simon Sinek to, you mentioned Gary Vee there, another great one. You know, so it's all about trying to consume and listen to and learn about what they see and allow us to, like, you know, embrace that and embody that. And I think whenever you connect with those things, I know you two gents in particular love Tony Robbins. I think that element of connection, you know, it brings something personal to you and it gives you that drive and development. And, you know, we talk about continuous learning in so many of our products and that we deliver for our teams. I think that's a really big thing for us. And whether we do that consciously or subconsciously, it's about how we, you know, continue to drive that forward.
We should always follow our passion as well. If you're passionate about something, you'll always go the extra mile. And I think success in all different aspects and realms is just those people who are prepared to do what nobody else is prepared to do. And that is because they enjoy it, they love it, and they see a long-term result for them and a daily result in the fact that other people might see it as a difficult job or a chore or, you know, very demanding, but for that individual, they get huge reward for it personally. It's that internal buzz that you get from doing something you're passionate about, so you'll always invest yourself into it. And as Jerry said, no one can ever take that investment away from you. And all about those small marginal gains and having your eyes wide open so you see and can take loads of different inspirational people and organisations and businesses. Just take a little bit from each of them and put it into your own business and your own life. And, you know, you'll flourish from that with a good team of people around you who will encourage you and support you for even greater success. regardless of what that is, whether it's making money or health or fitness or relationships, regardless of what it is, you'll get that support system behind you.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're never too old to learn. I think you're done if you do.
Yes.
And no disrespect to anybody listening.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting there thinking, I can't learn anything, you see 80-year-olds who never seen an iPad in there, poof, on it, all of a sudden they're doing their sketches on it.
Yeah.
Even to pick one up and read from it, of that. That's the ability, you know.
So creating a learning culture, folks, you know, we very much recognise it enormously important for ourselves personally and in our own business. But of course, you know, have the opportunity to work with loads of other businesses that recognise the importance of that too. And that excites us, and we continue to be excited by, you know, further opportunities to work with those organisations. Great chat today, Jens. Thank you so much. Any final departing words before I wrap us up here?
John, I just received a text here. He's on the 18th. He'd be finishing 20 minutes. I feel like texting back two words, but I won't. I say, of course, darling.
Life's too short to golf. Let's all go fishing.
Exactly. Right. It's not too short for him.
All right. Thanks, Stephen and Jerry. Great to have you both here. If you enjoyed listening today, check out some more of our episodes or anything more that you want to learn about our organisation, Team Challenge Company. You can do so on our website, teamchallenge-company.co.uk. That is it for today's episode of the Team Builders Podcast. We look forward to catching you all next time. See you soon.